Culture.
Book Review. Leaps of Faith. Science and religion need not be antagonistic, says An Arresting History. Magisteria by Nicholas Spencer.
In the late 19th century, two books on science and religion were published within a decade of each other. In The Creed of Science, William Graham tried to reconcile new scientific ideas with faith. In 1881, Charles Darwin, by then an agnostic, told him, "You have expressed my inward conviction, though far more vividly and clearly than I could have done, that the universe is not the result of chance." The other book made a much bigger splash. History of the Conflict Between Religion and Science by John William Draper was one of the first post-Darwinian tomes to advance the view that, as its title suggests, science and religion are strongly antithetical. Promoted hard by its publisher, the book went through 50 printings in America and 24 in Britain and was translated into at least 10 languages. Draper's bestseller told a story of antagonism that ever since has been the mainstream way to see this relationship. In Magisteria, his illuminating new book, Nicholas Spencer claims that this framing, more recently espoused by Richard Dawkins and others, is misleading. For centuries, he says, science and religion have been endlessly and fascinatingly entangled. Even, or especially, those readers inclined to disagree with him will find his narrative refreshing. Mr. Spencer works at SEOS, a religious think tank in London, and is one of Britain's most astute observers of religious affairs. Some conflict between science and religion is understandable, he argues, but not inevitable. He offers an engaging tour of the intersection of religious and scientific history, from ancient science, in which the divine was everywhere, to the Abbasid Caliphate in Baghdad in the 9th century, and Maimonides, an illustrious Jewish thinker of the 12th, and onwards, eventually to artificial intelligence. Now and again, he launches salvos against ideologues on both sides. Medieval science is not an oxymoron, he writes, nor is religious rationalism. In the 11th century, Berengar of Tours held that it is by his reason that man resembles God. As religious dissent spread following the Reformation, Mr. Spencer says, theology helped incubate modern science through the propagation of doubt about institutions and the cracking open of orthodoxies. For their part, an emergent tribe of naturalists strove, chisel and hammer in hand, to show that creation pointed towards a creator. Exploration of nature was itself a form of worship.